So it's almost the end of the year, huh?
Yeah. So I think it would be prudent to look back at 2011 and review it.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, you know, like compare it to the good years.
To the good years. Vintage.
Yeah.
So prior to starting the podcast, we did like just pop up a couple pages on the internet. Excuse me, to just sort of remind ourselves of what happened. But before we even do that, just your initial impressions before we get into it.
Before we go into details.
Your rating of 2011.
2011 was up there. For me, 2011 was like a good year. There was a lot of bad things that happened in the world. I remember we talked about the same thing when we did like the 20 O's in review. We reviewed the entire decade. This was, I guess, 2 years ago. But I would say that it was a pretty good year in terms of interesting things.
Like personal development.
Yeah, doing cool stuff. And it went really fast for me.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's almost 2012.
Right.
Like that's sort of crazy. But overall, good. Lots of interesting news items that we could talk about that probably made it not a good year for a lot of people.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to like say like,
stop bragging. God, you're so full of yourself. Your 2012, your 2011 was so great. Gosh,
it was a good year. Well, I mean, to make you guys out there in podcast land feel better, I'm unemployed again.
Okay.
So you know, I'm not up on my high horse. I just think it was a good year.
Okay, it was fun. Well, if you're in school or taking classes, is that a form of employment though?
I don't know.
It's almost the opposite because you're paying somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's. I mean, technically, I'm bleeding money.
Right.
And
but you're occupied, as it were.
Well, yeah, I do stuff.
Right. I mean, I feel like.
I guess is there a connotation when you say you're unemployed? Does it sort of mean like, oh, I just sit around and do nothing?
Or just like looking for something to do, right? You're looking for a job. Like you're not really being productive.
Okay. Well, I've managed to stay productive, I think, which is.
And it's not to slight people who are unemployed. I'm sure they are productive. It's just that I'm sure they wish they could be productive in a certain way. But I think you're...
In a lucrative way.
Yeah.
I certainly wish I could be productive in a lucrative way.
Well, lucrative meaning whatever you find lucrative, I guess. You find education or knowledge intake to be lucrative for you currently.
Yeah. I would also like to get lots of money.
All right. So anyway, a number.
Oh, a number for 2011?
A rating.
Out of 10?
Blue, you know, whatever color, anything you want.
I'm gonna on the
2011 maybe.
What?
I don't know. Whatever.
Oof. I'm gonna give 2011 a good rating. It was like it was above a 9.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Really
like,
cool.
Like a 9.3.
It was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for just telling me which decimal it was, but I agree with that.
Well, you said above a 9, but, you know.
9.3, yeah.
Wow, I would not go that high at all. No. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with what's happened this year for me personally, but just like, whatever.
Could have been better.
I don't know if it could have been better, but I guess I think it could always be better, right?
Actually,
it's kind of like
odd for us to be rating a year.
All right, podcast over. Click. Well, how about, okay, what about for you non-personally? What do you think, like, as the world experienced the year?
It was a big year for the world, I think.
For humanity, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've got the Arab Spring revolutions happening.
Well, I mean, without getting specifics, but we'll review it.
The Earth, you mean the humans.
Yeah.
The humans, this is me giving a review for the humans.
Yeah.
Of 2011.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a tough one. Because everybody had, you know, like, I guess I'm going to try and average it out for
everybody.
Yeah,
of course.
It averages out to a 7.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, personally, I would give it maybe a 7.5. And I think for the world, I would give it like a 4.
4? Wow.
Well, I'll give it a, I guess.
Is 5 the neutral? And one bad?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying it's on the bad side of neutral.
There were some good things that happened, but I don't know. I just feel like there's a general decline in like quality of life for everybody, you know. And I agree that like some positive steps were made, but also I think some backward steps were made as well. So yeah, I'm gonna go with a. I'll stick with the four. All right. Now to the specifics. So, as it pops up, we got the top 10 news stories here according to Yahoo. Number one, Casey Anthony. Don't care about that.
Yeah, that personally. Was definitely not in the top 10.
Number two, Japan earthquake.
That's a big one. That one affected lots and lots of people and lame. Might affect nuclear policies.
Yes.
Energy policies.
Right.
For the foreseeable future.
Number three, royal wedding. Don't care about that.
Yeah, not
personally.
Really important.
Number four, death of Osama bin Laden. Interesting.
That's, I guess if royal wedding like might barely make the scale because it was important to a lot of people.
I wish it wasn't, I guess.
Yeah, okay, I'd agree with that. But Osama bin Laden, like, similarly important to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily have a wish that it wasn't. I mean, I don't think it was like, talked about as much as the royal wedding, actually, which is something kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, and you know what the difference, I guess, is? Osama bin Laden made himself somebody who is talked about and whatever. And
right.
Royalty just sort of fad that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess, yeah, he's in there.
We got the unemployment situation.
That's just a big story, I guess.
It's a weird story because it's not like, oh, here's the story. It's just right. like generally unemployment is just sort of this bad situation.
Yeah.
Arizona shooting. I guess that's the Gabrielle Giffords.
Okay. That's a big, I mean, I guess, you know what? These top news stories list here that they have is very U.S. centric.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I mean, speaking of which, the next one is the death of Amy Winehouse. I guess she was English.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's like she was a big pop star.
Arab Spring.
That's a big one. I'd say that one's up there on the top.
It seems
of the
like
list.
That's like that should be more up towards like the 1, 2, 3, 4 area.
Yeah.
And then we got Libya and the death of Muammar Gaddafi.
I would tie into Arab Spring, but yeah, it's a.
And then Occupy Wall Street.
Almost forgotten about those guys.
It came and went like last week.
I think they're still going to... I mean, there's got to be some... What I think happened with the Occupy Wall Street is like... Well, one, the cities decided to push those people out of their camps and whatever. But
yeah.
I think they made a loud enough noise that there will be some sort of... Like, it's in the political dialogue now.
Yeah.
The sorts of things they were talking
would
about.
The problem
was it never materialized into a single, into a mission statement or into, you know, like,
right.
whatever. And
would you say, like, mission accomplished for those guys? Or
no, definitely not. Because I think those guys, like, the people who actually decided to go live, you know, in front of a bank or something like that, like, they definitely wanted some sort of results. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe they just wanted to say, hey, we're here and you need to pay attention to us. So if that is the case, then yeah, mission accomplished. If the case was we want to see actual like political and financial reforms happen, then no, definitely not.
I would almost call it a George Bush mission accomplished.
They landed on the aircraft carrier.
They put a banner up. And like you said, I mean, now people are more familiar with the 1%, what that means. Mm-hmm. You know, and like the atrocity is a strong word, but sort of the bad things that have happened. And I mean, maybe some people, it sounded like some people might have pulled their money out of these big banks and put them in credit unions and things like that, which I think it's kind of a good idea. It's kind of like, yeah, screw those guys. And like these credit unions are more local. You know, they are kind of these community sourced, you know, banking and it benefits the local community or whatever.
And there might be more just sort of accountability on a human level there.
Yeah, right? Well, they're not so big. I mean, it seems like the bigger you get, the more you forget about your customers. More you forget about the actual resident people who are using your bank as opposed to like commercial lending, you know, and stuff like that.
It's like Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly, right.
I don't have your money here.
It's in George's house.
And Bill's house. And Frank's house. And then there was that Simpsons where they did that. And then Moe's like, hey, what do you got my money in your house for? He starts a fight. That was a good one.
So, I mean, I think, like, on the whole, these are all sort of, like, maybe news is always negative, you know? Like, I mean, maybe the only positive thing on this list is the royal wedding.
Yeah, just like barely tipping the positive needle there. They did wear nice clothes.
They might have.
Yeah, I saw a picture. Yeah, you're right, though. News generally is sort of the bad news. Because, I mean, I don't know what... you know, things get, like, when bills get passed and stuff like that, I guess that's good news.
Sort of. Yeah, yeah.
For some people. For some people, that's bad news.
Right, yeah. Right. It's always controversial, right? Yeah. But yeah, I think, like, the biggest of these, if I was to reorder this list, it seems like, the Arab Spring was a pretty big deal. And the unemployment is obviously a problem. And then I guess the Japan earthquake.
Yeah. You know, rather, I would replace unemployment with sort of world economic situation.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you've got several European countries.
And that's that kind of going back to my rating, that's sort of why I'm making that. Because it's like, I agree the Arab Spring was a good thing because it kind of like, okay, Egypt got whatever turned over. And I think a couple other countries, Tunisia. Mm-hmm. And that's positive, but in the end, it's like, it's still a little bit of turmoil over there. Actually, we've seen that in the past few weeks. It's not quite proper. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's definitely a big step forward.
Yeah.
But this, on the flip side, it's like this economic stuff is still lingering. You know, I mean, we got the unemployment pretty high in this country. But then also, yeah, Europe and, I mean, I guess like, you know, Greece is having a big problem. What's the other countries having a big problem? I think
Italy's,
Italy's Spain, having a big, Spain, all those Ireland. Guys. Ireland, all those austerity measures and all, like, the cutting back and all these social services and people having a really hard time. And it's still a little uncertain, you know? And it's, I don't know, it's causing a lot of strife for people just day to day.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know? So that's why I feel like this whole year, although there have been positive developments, there have all been a lot of stuff that just kind of like, and it sucks because it's all sort of stuff that's coming to head. You know, it's all the mistakes we've been making for the last however many years, it's kind of like finally, you know, we're paying.
This
we're
is paying the day of it. Reckoning.
Kind of.
That's
right?
The book of Revelation.
The next year, I mean, 2012 might be the year of reckoning. And, you know, just in time for the Mayan calendar to end.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, that should be in our predictions for 2012 segment, which happens later in the podcast.
Do you have any revisings of your
My
7.5?
I'd give it a 7.5, yeah. Because I think for a lot of people, even despite all this sort of like bad world stuff, there's been a lot of, you know, good things that have happened for people.
Like what? I mean, I know a couple things you're probably thinking of, but just what are you thinking of? Like the Arab Spring or something like that?
No,
like,
that's, I mean, that I would say that's a big good one.
It's a big good one,
I mean, yeah, I guess there have been a lot of bad things that happened for people, too. The Japanese tsunami and nuclear problems and that sort of thing is pretty huge. But, I mean, you know, we struggle on. Keep moving. Ever forward. You know?
Head up.
Yeah. At least keep your head above water. That's
not if you're in Japan.
I don't know. I think, I mean, it was definitely a year with some serious issues, but hopefully a year closer to a better world.
Yeah, all right. I feel like we're just the way everything is going economically. I think, unfortunately, economics runs the world these days, it feels like. You know, and it just seems that everything is on very shaky ground.
Yeah, but from that shaky ground, you might have a better system develop.